Really, guess Allison Harrell, Allison Hollins. Allison, welcome. Thank you for being here. Christy Wicker. And Dave Ramsey, our treasurer, is joining us by Zoom. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. We need approval of participation by electronic means.
No.
Okay, thank you. Any agenda modification? None. We'll go right on to public comment. Is there any public comment?
We did not receive any.
Okay, thank you. We now have a quorum, and so we'd like to get approval of the March 9th minutes of the meeting. Minutes were attached to the agenda. Second, you don't have a second.
Thank you.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Minutes approved. Thank you. In view of the audit committee charter, Peggy has attached that to our agenda. If you all have had a chance to review it, are there any concerns, any comments about that, about the charter? No questions or issues related to the charter. We'll move on to the next item, leading into the discussion of the audit planning. I'm going to ask Christy, you're walking us through this. Christy, are you on?
Yeah. We may want to turn that over to Alice.
Yeah.
Actually, from Thomas Alford, in case she wants to say anything about that.
Alice.
Good morning.
All the planning discussion.
I don't hear her. The audio is online too.
Yes, can you hear me okay?
It's coming through the computer.
It's, yeah, I'm sorry. It's not using the audio is not on the owl for some reason. Y'all, I'm sorry.
We're having a little bit audio challenge. If you'll speak up a little bit, Allison, that'd be helpful.
Okay, what about now?
Yep.
Okay, well, good morning, everyone. As far as the audit planning process goes, we are early still, but looking at timing for the audit, and we'll discuss that with Christy, and make sure that our timing is still good as far as performing the testing for the audit field work. Then looking at, last year it was the first single audit that we had performed. So looking at the single audit planning as well. Luckily this year, the only GASB pronouncement that has affected any of our clients this year is GASB 96, which is the capitalization of subscription-based information technology arrangements. We don't foresee that being an issue for the authority as far as software and services as a software, but we will evaluate that during our audit process. Certain things that I go over with the committee are normal required communications, just dictating that we are going over some of these planning items right now, and we'll discuss with management as well as Christy for timing and the extent of our testing. The other items that we discuss at this meeting are our firm's independence process. And the process that we go through as a firm is that we go through all of their We give all of our employees a listing of all of our clients each year. Our employees have to let us know if there are any independence or potential independence impairments, and we are not aware of any as it relates to the authority. We also give that listing to any employees that start during the year as well. So any independence impairments or potential independence impairments would be evaluated by our director of quality control. Again, we are not aware of any independence impairments. Some of the risks that we look at during the audit planning process and design our procedures to address those risks, and these are present in all of our audit engagements, is the management override of controls. We go through and look at the internal controls. We test those internal controls to ensure that they're operating effectively and as designed, and as well as being designed properly. And that is used to mitigate that risk of management override of controls. The other risk is the fraudulent revenue recognition. Again, that's present in all audits. We perform our testing to mitigate that risk, and also, you know, look at the controls around cash receipts, how those are reconciled, and again, perform testing over those internal controls. So those are some of the risks that are present in all audits, and including the authorities. Other than that, you know, we usually discuss if there's anything that we need to be aware of as we go through our planning process. And I would just open that up to the committee as well as staff. If there are any items, any unusual items that we should be aware of, any areas that we should be paying special attention to during our audit process. So I just open up the floor now to the committee and management if there are any items of that nature.
Well, thank you very much, Allison. Let me ask a question if I could. You mentioned that there are two normal risks that you handle in every audit. Are there any special risks that you're looking at with regard to the authority and the park?
No, we go through a very intense risk assessment process. And so these risks that I'm discussing here, those two that I mentioned, are really the significant risks. There are other risks that are associated with different line items for the authority. And we go through and assess risk per line item on the financial statements. And then we address the procedures to, or we design the procedures to address those risks. Those are the two significant ones. There are, of course, other risks during our evaluation process that are present, but those are the two significant ones.
Year-long or two-year-long construction projects that we've been going through recently have any effect on what you and how you audit?
That actually falls into a compliance risk because a lot of that construction is being funded with federal grant money. And so looking at the compliance risk, and that, again, is another risk process that we go through. You know, as you can tell, our audit is very risk-based, and that's our approach is going through that. So the construction really is falling under the compliance because of the federal grant funding and going through that process.
Thank you. Any other members of the committee with any comments?
No. I guess my only question is, at this juncture, you don't see anything that causes concern for you, do you?
No, not at this time. You know, even last year, that was the first year that we had performed a compliance audit or single audit, and we didn't have any significant issues or any, you know, non-compliance. So for the organization to go through a first single audit and have those results was really a great thing. So there's nothing that we're seeing at this point in time. Again, we'll start getting into our planning process in the next couple of weeks, and looking at each financial statement line item, as well as looking at the single audit approach and the compliance requirements for that funding.
Allison, Dave Ramsey, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you.
I don't know if you plan to, but I invite you and your audit team, as you are doing the audit, to take a walk through our new laboratories and get a feel for what that's looking like.
That would be great. We would love to come take a tour. So we'll reach out and see if we can get that planned.
You can coordinate that through me if you'd like, guys. I do have one more question that came up this morning is we do the single audit for the grant, the EDA grant related to the lab. We have a question. We have another grant, which was called Build to Scale, and Aini can provide and Bill can provide in the details. That's also a federally funded EDA grant. It's more of staffing related. Does that project require a single audit, or is it part of the same single audit? Forgive my lack of experience with that.
No, that's a great question. So yes, any federal funded grant programs have what is called a CFDA number assigned to it. So all of those go into one single audit. The only time you would get into a situation where you would have to have potentially two single audits would be on the state grant side. The state and federal funding are treated as different single audits. But, you know, I'll speak, I guess, a little in simple terms that we look at all of the federally funded grants, and this goes for any organization we perform a single audit for. We look at all the federal grant funds and we determine, based upon the amounts received and the risks associated with those grants, what are determined to be what we call the major programs. And then we test those major programs. So there could be insignificant grants that aren't tested but are included in the overall total. We're also required to test a certain percentage of expenditures of federal grants. So that also goes into the calculation of determining which programs we test. So that that grant will also be included. So yes, I would, if you could send information and let us know about that grant, we'll include that in our initial calculation of the programs to test.
Perfect. That's what we were looking for.
Any other comments, members or staff? Okay, thank you for that, Allison. We move on to the inventory guidelines. Any comments or issues there?
And just as a reminder, this was approved at the last board meeting. It's just being attached as part of this documentation.
No approval needed. Okay, Allison, I'm going to turn back to you again for the audit schedule, if I could.
On the audit schedule, we have, and I apologize, my manager, Chandler, has been in touch and has scheduled that, and it should be beginning, and anyone on the line can correct me if I'm wrong, and I apologize, I'm in my car running from meeting to meeting, but we should be beginning that in the next couple of weeks before Thanksgiving.
It might be helpful if, as soon as that audit schedule is agreed upon and written, if you would transmit that to Michael.
And we, in the back of the minute, the package that Peggy sent out had the schedule that I think everybody had at least initially agreed upon. I think maybe what we're just looking for, do you see any challenges with that schedule and that timeline?
No. Chandler, who is the manager running the day-to-day audit procedures, has put everything on the schedule, so we don't see any issues with anything that has been agreed upon.
Perfect.
Okay. Any new business to come before the committee? If not, let me thank you, Allison, particularly for taking the lead on this discussion for us. We look forward to working with you in the next several months. There's no new business. I hear a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.